The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, BPL, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, McBride Caribbean, Nassau Cruise Port, Pendertau, Popeyes, Prince Masters, Ross Electric Motors, and Skin Solutions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, your company, the Foundation live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful Tuesday afternoon out here. I remember I told you that I won't be here with you today, but I had a great opportunity to be able to do a great deal of things over the weekend. And I wanted to let you guys know exactly where we were truly impressed with what was happening over the weekend. So I had to come and tell you something just before I slip out. Now, you're going to see me on Thursday of this week, God Spare Our Lives, as we have an opportunity to be able to do all that we do as we're going down there to sell all with Mr. Marshall in preparation for Father's Day. I hope you guys remembered. I know that this was an extremely long weekend, and you guys had a great time. I'm hoping that you did. Not so great news for those particular persons out there. I'm seeing that some illegal firearms and drugs were seized over that weekend, long weekend on June 9th, yesterday, on Monday. We would have been able to see that. And also, we found ourselves in this sort of position where we found a great deal of things that were done. A man dies after he falls from a mango tree. Oh, my God. This is a lot of stuff. Police investigated armed robbery at a business, and a lot of things are going down. So, guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. I'm sure you're going to be able to get more information as to exactly where we are in the country. And shout out to all those persons that continue to be able to support our show in these particular capacities. We want to thank you. Thank you very much for being able to support us and find us in the position of being able to bring information fresh and, full of life during this particular time. Just got to be able to say that to you, man. I'm just looking over my stuff and looking over my information. And it's peculiar, man. And we looked back at the Prime Minister in his particular capacity and the indifference that existed during this particular time, leading up to June 6th, leading up to that particular time. And, the PLP had a they had a tremendous showing. And I feel like that's what I really wanted to talk to you about. I feel like there's a shifting in the air. Can you feel it? Coming in the air tonight. Yeah, I feel like there's a shifting in the air. And we're going to get some time to be able to talk about it a little bit further on Friday, God Spare Our Lives. See if we can be able to bring Garth in the studio to be able to have a good conversation with us. Garth's going to be with you today, so I want you to be able to kind of pay attention and start that conversation. I know to whet your appetite to be able to talk about those things. I'd love to be able to kind of be there with you. I know that you're excited and you're eager to talk about whether or not there is a shift in the environment. Also, seeing some paraphernalia being able to come to the forefront from the Free National Movement and a lot of persons being able to formalize their position. We don't know whether or not that meant that they've been ratified, they've been identified, and they're moving towards those particular nominations. We don't know whether or not the party has selected them, but we do see formality being able to be rolled out and names attached with it. So this is the first time we would have seen persons coming out of the woodwork and being able to move forward to those things. Well, we're going to talk about those particular things and talk about a great deal more. Like I said to you, stick and stay and have a good conversation and good time participate with Garth Roseborough as he continues to be able to move forward. And I'm grateful that he's sitting in the seat with us. But before I go, just to let you know, I sat down, listened to the Prime Minister, listened to that commitment. They wasn't as formal as we expected them to as it relates to being able to kick off their campaign. I didn't hear that. If they were, you know, I'm still waiting to be able to hear that. But I did hear the Prime Minister being able to speak with clarity and asking people if they are ready. This is heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Prime Minister has indicated that he is absolutely ready and ready to go. So I am interested to seeing exactly what's what. I feel like the PLP has a great deal of momentum. If we're going to be able to go and measure by those particular, the measuring stick of our political past, if we're going to identify those particular things by that measuring stick, and being able to identify a crowd, the enormous crowd, that sort of a momentum, the movement towards those particular things. I just want to be able to say that. And as we get out here, I got to be able to say a happy birthday to the Prime Minister. He celebrated on June 7th, Saturday, June 7th. So happy birthday, Prime Minister. I pray that you're well. I pray that you live to see many, many, many more as you continue to be able to move in the direction that the Father has called you to go. I know a lot of times persons don't believe that, you know, God sets it up and pulls it down if necessary. But God sets up this government. And Prime Minister, you were called for such a time as this. And so we want to continue to be able to give you homage and give you the respect due your particular position and your name and say happy birthday to you. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy yourself with Garth Roseborough. And I'll see you on Thursday at Sell All. I want to see you guys down there being able to jam with us. I got to shout out my people before I get out of here. I keep telling you guys, I'm hearing a great deal of things. I'm on the streets and all those persons are telling me, Howard, I'm... give me some more information about Cocoa Plum Wellness. Guys, check them out. www.cocoaplumwellness.com. www.cocoaplumwellness.com. Just let them know you heard them here, and you can be able to get a percentage off on Mondays and Friday, and they take care of you on the 25th of the month. 50% off right here in the city, right? So give them a call, 445-8111, 445-8111. That's Cocoa Plum Wellness. Garth, take it away from here, my brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you on Thursday. God spare our lives. And on Friday, we're going to dive deeper into this political conversation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Popeyes is making your pickle dreams come true! For a limited time, enjoy the bold, tangy, and unmistakable flavor of pickles on some of your favorite menu items. Choose from the pickle glaze sandwich, pickle glaze wings, or our crispy fried pickles. Whether you like your pickles crispy or saucy, we've got something for you! So stop by your nearest Popeyes to enjoy the pickle feast today!
Love that chicken from Popeyes!
Looking for an insecticide that can tackle both flying and crawling insects? Meet the new and improved Super Short Hogs, now with a pleasant scent. Designed to stop insects instantly, Super Short Hogs All Insect Killer kills roaches, ants, flies, and mosquitoes on contact. Super Short Hogs.
Foundation. Good morning and welcome to The Foundation with Howard Grant. Now listen, your guest co-host, Garth Roseboro, he is on the way. He will be in studio shortly, very importantly, because he has a guest in studio joining him. They have an interview prepared, and I want you all to know, like, I'm excited to be here because the guest in studio today is Mr. Bradley Kemp, the deputy chair of the PLP's Labor Day Parade Committee. Mr. Roseboro and Mr. Kemp have prepared a conversation. I want you all to know I'm eager to ask Mr. Kemp every question from here to Jabim, but I will refrain. As we await Mr. Roseboro, I'm going to do a little sort of housekeeping. I've got some important information to share with you guys, especially from BPL, and I think we're going to start right there. Stay connected. This hurricane season, don't be left in the dark. Follow BPL on WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and X to receive real-time updates before, during, and after the storm. From outage alerts to restoration updates, we'll keep you informed every step of the way. Stay connected, stay safe with Bahamas Power and Light. Also, this is very important. Help Dad relax and recharge this Father's Day by purchasing a gift card at Skin Solutions Day Spa and Saloon. Pedicures and manicures, deep tissue massages, along with a complimentary beverage are all made available as packages suited for that special dad. Skin Solutions Day Spa and Saloon, or Salon, located Cable Beach, west of Bahama. For more info, call 327-0500. That's 327-0500. Or contact them at their website, skinsolutionsbahamas.net. That's skinsolutionsbahamas.net. Y'all take care, Dad, please. He'd be out in that sun all mowing the lawn and painting the boxing and feeding the dogs and unloading the groceries and shining the shoes and picking the coconut. Y'all take care of Dad. Take care of Dads. If Uncle step in, take care of him. If Grandpa always been there, you know what to do. And Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter and four ways to win. One, two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Or four, make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. Drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags. Get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by The Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply, airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. Well, good morning, Mr. Roseboro.
Aaron Green, it's great to be here. It's good to see Bradley Kemp. Listen, I've always told people I left my car to be serviced while I was away for 2 weeks, and I came back and my car was in service. Mm-hmm. And it just overheated on me with all that heat out there and mm-hmm. the bumper-to-bumper traffic. So sorry for the little bit of scare, but I was close by, other than Farrington Road traffic out there, so You people got to be careful out there.
You got to get one of those cars from like Asia where they have the bees turning the engine for you. I have one of them. They don't never break down. Never, never. Anyway, it was a pleasure, Mr. Rosborough. It was a pleasure, Mr. Kemp.
Thank you.
I look forward to listening to this conversation.
You want to stick around for a few?
No, I'm going to be tempted to ask Mr. Kemp questions that he was not prepared to see me today.
Okay, we got to arrange it for another time.
Yeah, in fact, I have a mountain of mangoes I need to rescue, and I shall be busy.
Well, go rescue the mangoes, yes, and sir, bring us a share, and we'd be more than happy. But those mangoes, what color the mangoes are? They red, they black, or they
yellow, some are orange, some are, I found one, I don't know if it's the pink lady, but
she ain't got you on yet.
I only know mangoes, sir. And I see them, I like them.
All right, well, it's good to have you with us, Aaron Green, and you know, it's always a pleasure to see you. Hello there to all of you folks who are tuned in to the Foundation with Howard Grant. Howard Grant is not here today, reason being that he's in celebration mode. And the reason why he's celebrating is that it's his baby girl's birthday today. Helena Grant, we want to say happy, happy birthday to you. Now, for you people who play numbers, let me tell you now. The girl only 3 years old. She ain't 78, she ain't 65, she ain't 35, none of them funny numbers. She's only 3 years old. Now, how you box that, how you fix that, I don't know how that works. But we want to say here from Guardian 96.9 FM, happy birthday to you, Helena Grant. Your daddy loves you, always talks about you, and I'm sure that y'all are having a wonderful day together. He also has a daughter that's having a graduation tomorrow, so we are expecting Ambassador Roll to be with us hopefully tomorrow on the air to also give you another educational and fun-filled conversation here on the Foundation. Today I got in my company none other than Mr. Bradley Kemp, and the reason why I asked Mr. Kemp to come in, I was attempting to bring, Howard Grant had sent me some instruction, and I only felt it fitting that after the Labor Day parade, he said there were some concerns that he wanted to just make clear to the public. And, you know, he's a very, very dear friend of mine. He's a good friend of the Foundation. He also supports my program, Remark, by calling in and, you know, adding his 2 cents. And so, Mr. Bradley Kemp, welcome, sir,
to
the Foundation.
Thank you, Mr. Rosberg.
And I told him I'd give him, you know, a few minutes just to let us know about how he felt parade and what concerns did they have. And, of course, Howard wants to know, was the announcement made about the beginning of the electoral season? And so go right ahead, Mr.
Yes, good day to the nation. Firstly, let me thank Mr. Howard Grant for being a guest here on the show and everything, to come in and speak to the concerns that I had with respect to the Labor Day parade. Thank you, Mr. Roseboro, also for allowing me this opportunity to be here in this space. Now, yes, indeed, the campaign, okay.
It is on.
It is on. The Prime Minister did made mention of the launch.
He did?
And yes, okay. He did. And he did encourage the constituents to get themselves ready, to make themselves ready to start registering persons to vote.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So, yes, the campaign launch is on indeed. Okay. Now, with respect to Labor Day Parade, I've been listening.
Well, before you go there.
Go on.
Do you know how people are saying, oh, we're waiting for the announcement, we're waiting for the announcement, and we're not quite clear if the announcement was made? Hmm. My personal response to that was, I know that the announcement was made, not by what was said. Mm-hmm. I figured the announcement was made by those shirts y'all were wearing. Mm-hmm. And those shirts made a statement that everyone that I knew wanted one of those shirts.
Indeed.
Those were beautiful shirts.
Indeed, indeed.
And I think from my prior experience with the organization, especially 2011 by election, I remember the shirts made a mark. Mm-hmm. And so did the 2012 election made a mark. And when I saw those shirts, I was standing next to a gentleman who was in his 60s, and he said to me, boy, even if you don't like them, you need one of them shirts. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say a shout out. I'm sure you had an instrument in those shirts being designed, but I want you to know that those shirts were awesome. I think the F&M had nice shirts, too. I saw their shirts as well. Pretty nice shirts, good Bohemian shirts. But I'm wondering if in your campaign advancement, how effective do you feel shirts are? The paraphernalia, the hats, the bracelets, the shirts, and all the rest of the other stuff. Is that something that is a key in winning over the confidence of the Bohemian people?
Definitely, paraphernalia play a very major role in elections. People say shirts don't vote, but the bodies that the shirts are on votes. And, you know, we have people that actually gets mad when they can't get what they want. So, indeed, the shirts does matter. It does matter. It votes. The hats, the people wants the hats. They wants the shirts. They want the bands. They want the pins, whatever
it
is.
They want these things.
They want these things. Okay. And if you can't get it to them, there's a problem. So it does make a difference.
So you all had sufficient, you think, for everybody?
We did not. We did not have sufficient for everybody because we ran out of the shirts and, you know, people were so dedicated and determined to come on the parade. Whatever PLP shirt they had, they put them on and they came out and showed support.
So could I assume, based on the popularity of those shirts, that y'all may be mass producing more of those for the upcoming campaign?
Definitely we will be. There's a new design.
Oh, y'all have another design?
We have another design. And God, bros, let me tell you, this other design, if you think those ones are beautiful, wait till you see the other ones.
My word.
Wait till you
see. It's better to come.
It's better to come.
So what were some of the concerns that y'all did have on this parade? We saw it, just basically snippets from social media. Of course, you know, the tabloids are showing pictures like you have here in the Nassau Guardian today. Get ready for election is what the headlines read here. And you know, the Guardian, we have been around from 1844 bringing you news. And right now on Talk Radio, we've been here for a number of years just sharing our thoughts. And so we would be just more than happy to hear what some of those concerns were that you had. What are some of those concerns?
Well, firstly, before I get into that, let me say hats off to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, to Mr. Dames, ACP Dames. Listen, he did a spectacular job in you know, keeping the Labor Day parade in control. They did a very, very good job. However, I just want to say hats off to them. I thought the Royal Police, Bahamas Police Force did a superb job on the Labor Day parade. So hats off to them. Now, my biggest concern was all of the vehicles that came on the traffic, that on the parade. That was my biggest concern because, you know, and I want to say, I hear a lot of people speak to that, of how all of that traffic on the parade was a concern to them. It was a concern to me also because really and truly all of those vehicles were not cleared for the parade.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a clearance.
There were six seaters that were cleared and three trucks, six buses. That was it.
Well, okay. That's it.
That was cleared.
And everyone else was just tailing along.
Everybody else, they came because they wanted to be, because of the excitement and the exuberance, they, you know, they came with their trucks. And even though we told them, I sent the message out, letting these people know that absolutely no scooters, no four-wheelers, you know.
All those type vehicles showed up?
All those vehicles showed up. The people came out anyhow. They bought their trucks. They bought their trailers. They bought their, you know, DJ trucks, their buses. They just bought them anyhow.
What was the secret, you think, to the success of that?
Well, the secret to the success of that is, you know, the prime minister being the prime minister that he is. And, you know, he has kept his word to the people. Everything that he promised has not been, but the prime minister is working diligently to give the people their demands.
So you're giving all the success just to one person, which is the prime minister or the organization, well, or you're giving it to the fact that it was a holiday. It was a march for all people, sundry. They can come down, participate. Are you looking at the fact that they were on your parade or they were a part of the overall parade?
Well, they were a part of the overall parade, but the success is to the planning of the organization, number one. Yes, we did. We did a lot of planning. We had our Labor Day meetings. All of the branches was included. All the branches was involved. And then we had additional all of the national vice chairs. You had the deputy chair, the secretary. Everybody came on board, and we strategized, and it turned out very successfully.
You was my good friend. You cut me off for 6 weeks. I couldn't even get one phone call into you. Then I called you for the last 2 days, and you didn't answer my call. So this labor parade thing is a big thing.
Well, it was a big thing. For me, we just shut down at a certain point in focus because we wanted it to be a success because of it being the PMs per day and the launch of the campaign season. You know, we wanted it to be a success, so, you know, we had to become dedicated to it.
So respectfully, you're here today simply just to let us know that you had some concerns. You wanted the public to know that if it's any inconvenience, it was not intentional, number one.
Yes.
And the reason why we here at the Foundation, Howard Grant, really would like to have you here, we baited you here, is because this get ready for election. We just wanted to make it just clear to everybody, abundantly clear, that we are in election season, Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we are?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well then today we should have a good show wrapped up here for you today. You heard it from none other than Bradley Kemp. He's a good man, good friend of mine, and you know, at this particular time, he's saying, hey, let's put the gloves on, and we're about to go into the electoral season. And I heard someone asking you, a little birdie on the wall, asking you if you think the election is close or far, and your response was?
Well, my response is, you know, get ready. The prime minister say you have 1 year before election. Now, only him knows his date when election will be called. But in my humble submission, I will say get ready.
So with other parties saying that it's possible it may happen earlier, you just simply say, get ready.
I simply say, get ready. I agree with what the prime minister say. He said 1 year. I'm going with that.
With us here on the Foundation. This is Garden Radio 96.9. We can take a quick break, producer, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, Mr.
Foundation. The foundation.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King NASA like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King NASA.
Hey God, what's up? Just listening in. Shouts out to all those persons. I understand you had a little car trouble and whatnot. I'm glad that you were able to make it in. Just being able to sneak out with my daughter doing what I have to do and being able to do a little class party and things like that. But I understand Mr. Kemp's in the building. He's sneaking there when I wasn't in there. Hey, praise God, I'm not going to fight him. But listen, there was no formality for this announcement. We heard the trade check on a particular position indicate that the prime minister would not be able to make a formal announcement. We heard Obi Roberts being able to take another position indicating that this would happen. We heard the chairman of the party indicate that this, to ready yourself, to test the strength of the organization for some time now. But there was no formality. There was no rollout. There was no identification as it relates to the amount of persons who's going to be running for various constituencies, who've been ratified, who've been identified, who the party is going to move forward with. We didn't hear enough persons saying, well, I'm going to be stepping back. We're still waiting on them five. So let's talk about that. I know when we get in on Friday, we can have a deeper conversation, but nonetheless, I won't be able to hear about those things.
And we're here back with Howard Grant, the Foundation. You heard it from Howard yourself. I slipped Mr. Kemp on in here. And you know, Mr. Kemp, like I said, is a friend of ours, and he had those quick concerns. And I just had to ask him a few of those questions based on the Guardian's headlines. And someone texted in already and said, Howard, he said, good day, Howard. Tell God to talk sense. I ain't talk nothing yet. I ain't even start yet. So I don't know what sense you're looking for, but I still appreciate you. Good day, God. That was no Labor Day march for the PLP. That was a PLP rally. Listen to what he said. And so today, you know, these thoughts are being presented to us. I'll continue to read your text and accept your calls today. I'll throw those numbers out to you quickly. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You can call in anywhere toll-free at 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-4796. This is your show from noon to 2 p.m., The Foundation. You can call in, give us your opinion, let us know exactly what's on your mind. In many situations, there may not be a right or a wrong. There may just simply be a preference. And so as we sit here today, I'll tell you what is on my mind. What is on my mind is that call to vision. Vision, what is the vision for our country? What is the vision for your organization? What is the vision for your family? What is the vision for you? Do you truly have a vision? And as I look throughout our country, I tend to consider that many of us, before we even recognize the vision, we simply focus on the provision. The reason why you are loyal to that which you are loyal to is based on the things that you can receive on a day-to-day basis. Maybe if you got sufficient provision, it may earn loyalty to a vision. How many of us all know what the true vision is of the party that we vote for? Or do we simply look at the provision that we seek? If I may break it down very quickly in layman's terms, when we decide to date as adults, or, you know, we're coming out of high school, and you see a girl, you fall in love with the girl, or you fall in love with the guy. I'm not going to have a gender conversation with you today, but you fall in love. As a man, you fall in love. One of the first things that I was accustomed to is you bring provision. You have to get the person's attention. And that attention may come in the form of a rose or flowers or chocolates or pizza or some of that favorite fried chicken or opening the doors, going on a date and paying the bill. You find some way to earn your desire to the other person and transfer, as it were, in expectation that they will respond in kind with their love, affection, devotion, and commitment. That's what I am accustomed to. Seldom have I seen someone who looks at another person based on the principles that they stand for and say, you know what, I admire you, and I'm just simply going to give myself to you in total commitment based on your vision. And so you look at a person who may say, you know what, I like Garth. Garth is a fisherman. That's okay that Garth is a fisherman. I have no problem being married or in a relationship with Garth as a fisherman. And so you say, you know what, I'll marry Garth. Then you find out that even though Garth has the title of fisherman, Garth is not a good fisherman, and Garth is a broke fisherman. How long do you expect that relationship to last unless the person has already said in their mind that I would settle even for a broke fisherman? There are very few Bahamians who will settle for broke, I do believe. Very few. Because we all have an ambition to do better. When we had the slogan back in the day, it's better in the Bahamas, there was a sense that we can all achieve greatness and achieve great wealth. This commonwealth, we all wanted to be made for each one of us. But instead, what we find ourselves now doing is what we do when we're dating. We say, you know what? In order for me to have any commitment to Garth, I have to ask Garth, even though you're a fisherman, how much money do you have in your bank account? Do you have a house? Do you have a car? Huh? Can you be able to sustain a family? If I commit to you, can you take care of my hair? Could you take care of my nails? Could you take care of the children? Can you do these things? And vice versa. And you find yourself in a situation where the provision continues until you say, you know what? I am satisfied that God can take care of me, so let's get married. I say, I do. And then you get married. Then you find out that all this time, God's been giving you all these things. God's been borrowing money from Tom, from Sam, from Ma, and from Pa, just to make sure he could impress you enough to get a debt to be part. Then you find out, you know what? You made a mistake, and so there comes the word divorce. Now, what am I saying to you? In politics, the provision that we see, paraphernalia, you know, I mentioned the shirts a little earlier. You see the paraphernalia, the hat, the shirt, you see the wristbands, and you get all the toys, the bells, the whistles associated with campaigning. You come on a campaign trail and free drink, and then at the end of the meeting, even give you a little thing in your hand to say, you know what, thank you very much. And as far as you're concerned, there's even a promise that when we are elected to governance, I will ensure, and I promise you, with my dying breath, that I'm going to make sure you get that contract. I'm going to make sure you get that government job that you never could get before from the other party. I'm going to make sure that you become permanent and pensionable. I'm going to make sure that the union situation is going to be solved. I'm going to make sure that all of the complaints that you have in your community with the broken roads, the broken street lights, I'm going to make sure that those are going to be repaired. I'm going to bring a reduction to the electrical bill. I'm going to bring a reduction to the cost of living. I'm going to bring forth to you the Freedom of Information Act. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that all of your taxes, all of your woes, all of your problems are going to be put away. All I want from you for all this provision and all of this promise that I'm giving to you is give me that chance. And then you give them the chance, and then what happens? You find out that they were borrowing all these ideas from everybody else. And once you're in that committed relationship politically, you find out your party broke. What do you do? Are you that swing voter? Are you that person who doesn't have a political home because you don't fully understand the game of provision and you never fully understood the vision? Because if we understood the vision and more people were attracted to the vision, then maybe, just maybe, we could have a better country. But we get ourselves confused. We get ourselves confused thinking that we are one and all and the greatest thing since sliced bread. And if you elect me, I'm going to take this country to a new level. We've seen it time and time again. They come, they shine, they expire, and we forget about them. Yet the plights of our country remain the same. Is this what we're bargaining for? That like Esau, we continue to take our wealth and trade it in for a bowl of porridge? Just based on the fact that I just want to eat today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Let's talk about this today, folks. Let's talk about loyalty. Let's talk about provision. Let's talk about what it simply means to have a vision. You can call in today, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere for the family of Ireland, 300-5720, or you can text in at 4224796. What else is on my mind today is the fact that as we look at the three basically stronger political entities, we have the Progressive Liberal Party, we have the Free National Movement, and we have the Coalition of Independents. So we have the now governing party, Royal Opposition, and we have a party from what we'll call, I guess, the third parties. Now, I want you to go back with me to 1977. What occurred in 1977 was phenomenal. Phenomenal. We had, at that time, the PLP having 30 seats, and we had Henry Bostwick having, I think it was 6 or 7 seats, and we had the Free National Movement with 2 seats sitting in the House of Assembly. I ask you the question today. With the current performance, lackluster performance, no evidence of performance until now. Until now, only until now, for the last 3.5 years, we have been crying for some type of performance from government or from royal opposition. We know that in the third party, they have never stopped working, they have never stopped agitating. But with the third party, here's what my issue is. How do we know when the third party is the COI or when the third party is Bahamas Evolution? When are they truly agitating for the Bahamian people under which vehicle? When is it political and when is it non-political? Because there was a statement that came that no participation would have been made in the Labor Day parade based on disrespect for, of course, you know, Sir Randall Fox. And they felt that, you know, they should not be politicized. And I ask you the question. Is there anything in this country that is not politicized? I remember when I came home in 2006, and I entered into political circles, and I attended a church on Carmichael Road. At that time, there was a pastor from Cat Island, and he's no longer with us. God rest his soul. And I sat in that church not even knowing that churches in the Bahamas are political. And when he began to speak the language of fire, and the whole congregation was like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Amen, amen, hallelujah, the fire, the fire. And I knew we were like right in election season 2007. And I said to myself, I never knew churches were that political. And then I went to a funeral. And the then Prime Minister stood up and he started to make, you know, little talks. And I realized, man, this other church is a PLP church. So that one was F&M. This one is PLP. When are we not political in this country? In our families. When are we not political in our families? Everything that I know in this country is political. And so right now, Labor Day March, let's just be honest, it's political. The independence celebration that is coming next month, more than likely, is going to be labeled political. When we look at back to school coming up in August for September, you better believe, given those children little bags and books and crayon and pencil, is it because they really care about the community? Because you could give them those things in June. You can give them those things in May and February. You can give them all through the school year. But you wait until you can have one big, momentous push. And all of a sudden, it's back to school. We got bags for everybody. That's not political. What about Thanksgiving when it's time to feed the elderly? And all the elderly folks come to the community center sponsored by the member of parliament. That's not political. And what about the beloved Christmas time when everybody's gleeful and happy? One turkey, one ham. That's not political. What about when we go to January? Majority rule. Isn't that also made political? And if I may extend even it so to where certain individuals go into Creole villages with their camera and shooting and saying, hey, this person got a problem. We can solve this problem. We got to get to the bottom of this problem. We got to fight for each other. I ask you, what part of that is not political? Because once it goes on camera, it's a testament against the government at that particular time, and it's also meant to outshine the royal opposition in order to place oneself as the agent that can get things done. It's political. And so today, you people here, you've texted me. You say, Garth, you are absolutely right. People ain't looking at the vision. They're looking at the provision. If they're not provided, they will leave that party. That's why we are where we are today. Backwards. Another person says, good afternoon, Mr. Garth. It was a holiday, long weekend, and folks was looking for something to do. Boy, you people, something else. 1977, someone texts. BDP. Mr. Garth, everything in the Bahamas, if not political, has a political spin. Why do you people fight me? It is what it is. It is what it is. We are backward not because we're not God-fearing people. We are backward because we see two sides of the fence. We see North Israel and Southern Israel. We see black and we see white. We see gold and we see red. That's what we see. And that is what we work with. That's all we seem to know. And while we are divided and fighting against the other party who did not do for us in hopes that someone will do for us, guess what? The wealthy continue to get everything that they want. I see your phone call coming in. I think we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Is it news? We're going to news? Caller, call me back after the news. I'll take your call right away.
The foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
The foundation.
And we're back. I know I missed that caller before the news, but you know the news is very important here in the Bahamas to keep ourselves informed. And we want to continue to encourage you to tune in here to Guardian for all of your news, all of your smart talk. All day, every day, the news is going to be fresh. And, of course, you have a wonderful host here on the foundation, Howard Grant, and he is taking a hiatus to celebrate his daughter's birthday. She is 3 years old today, and we're celebrating his daughter, Helena. And I think tomorrow he also has a graduation. And so we will miss Howard for these next 2 days. But he is listening in. He is chiming in whenever he gets the time to sneak away. And I know he loves what he does, and I'm sure that you all appreciate what he does. And anytime you want to have a conversation with Howard, feel free to reach out to Howard Grant himself or to Guardian Radio, conversation with Howard Grant, especially during this political season. If you have any political aspirations or ambitions, make sure that Guardian 96.9 Radio, talk radio, is going to be your choice, because, you know, we are the smartest of talk show hosts in the country. We're going to make sure that your voice is heard. And, you know, at the end of the day, folks, I know y'all want to knock my head off sometimes. Some of y'all probably even dislike me. I've really come to understand that that does happen in life. But I always ask the question, am I telling the truth? And even if it doesn't look truthful to you, it may be a bit distorted from your perspective. The intention here is not to bring down anyone in particular or to even bring any harm. You know, people are listening from all over the world. The real intention for me personally is to encourage you to simply be better. Am I the best? Absolutely not. There's always room for growth. There's always room to do something different. And that is what makes us in the Bahamas very special. That as long as we continue to love and encourage each other and hold each other's hand and find a common thread, we can continue, as someone texted in earlier and said, we can march upward, onward, and forward together. And that is really what it's really and truly all about. Now, some of you have sent in some text here before the news. How much credit or blame do we give to the parents, some of whom priorities are education, and the parents who don't? The system needs to improve, yes, from a D average. I think that may be from another call that just slipped in here on this phone. Another one says, this buffoonery wouldn't change nothing after bringing PLPs from all over the country to sabotage the Labor Day parade. People are not fooled anymore. Loud mouth and vulgarity don't win elections. Now, let me bounce on this one. I'm going to bounce on this one. I want to read this to you again. I want you all to understand the way I think. So I'm going to break this down for you because I seldom get a chance to break me. Oh, God, just talking nonsense. So let me break this down for you. This buffoonery changed nothing. Now, the key word here is buffoonery. Buffoonery. Just stick your mind on the word buffoonery. This is buffoonery. This whole Labor Day parade is buffoonery. And this is not going to change, they said. They bring the PLPs from all over the country. So we go from the word buffoonery, and we identify the buffoonery to the Progressive Liberal Party. They're full of buffoons, okay, from all over the country. To sabotage, they use the word sabotage, which I would not have used, but no disrespect to the texter, to sabotage the Labor Day parade. People are not fooled anymore. Loud mouth and vulgarity don't win elections. Now, there was another event over the holiday weekend before I take the caller. That event was a fair. And people flew in for that particular fair. The remarks that I heard was that fairs don't win elections. Labor Day parades, now we're saying, is buffoonery. This buffoonery that they actually, that doesn't win elections. So I'm going to now ask myself without answering, because I'm going to allow you to answer. You tell me what wins elections. Call on the line. Let's have a conversation.
Hey.
Hey, my brother.
What's happening, God?
Man, I'm good to be here. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Listen, this Grammy boy, GNN. Listen, let's make a glass of lemonade together right here on the show.
Let's do
get
it.
Get an 8-ounce glass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put in 6.5 ounces of distilled water. Okay, let's then add a whole thing to it. And then we add 1 to 2 teaspoons of sugar, that guy.
Limeade.
Limeade switcher.
Okay? Switcher, uh-huh.
Now, what happens if we take that same glass, what we just made, and we added 4 or 5 or 6 more spoonfuls of sugar to that very same glass? Then what have we done?
Boy, that's too sweet for me.
What have we done to that lemonade? That first glass.
I think you spoiled that.
We turned it into syrup.
Yeah.
Then we won't be able to enjoy it what the initial intention was.
Yes.
Well, let's fast forward, go back to the Labor Day parade.
Okay, I'm listening.
That Labor Day parade on Friday past, mm-hmm. I've been to all Labor Day parades in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that Labor Day parade, or whatever you want to call that, was a mess.
It was a
mess. That was a mess. Now, the laborers was out in there, whatever kind of full split up front of the parade. They kind of, to me, they did it right, but then the participation, was kind of watered down a bit. It wasn't as much as people as used to be. But so, where the problem came in was when we overfill our glass with sugar and made a syrup with the PLP. Now, I don't have a problem with the PLPs or politicians joining the Labor Day parade to give their support and their contribution. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with when you overkill. You understand now? With no respect for the four young ladies that lost their lives 7 years ago under some vehicle that got away, we determined that we wasn't going to do that no more to that level on that parade, okay? And we did it the year after, maybe two. Friday, there were more than 20 jitneys. There was more than 20 all-terrain vehicles, more than 20 motorbikes, more than three or four 18-wheelers and pedestrians and people. I had to move my little vehicle, what I was using, on the sidewalk to get out of their people's way.
Did you hear what Mr. Kemp said earlier?
No, I probably did.
No, he came on the show earlier to just explain to everyone that they had a permit for 6 jitneys. For 6 of the buses. He said they 6? Had... Yeah, and they had permits for 1 or 2 trucks. But what he said was that most of the people that came on the parade came on illegally. They were not permitted to be there, but they joined out of the excitement of the parade. But he said they were not encouraged. But he came on to let everyone know that that was not planned to be in that particular fashion.
The extra spoonfuls of sugar you and I talking about now that we could not have control. It should have never been.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he came on. And so now what needs to happen is for the future, we need to figure out what is going to be permitted and how do we control the overflow.
Let me finish. That was the first thing I was appalled at. I was disgusted at.
Go ahead again quickly. Go ahead.
That was the first thing I was disgusted at. The second thing was the next extra spoonful of sugar was if the Progressive Liberal Party wanted to support the workers, why were there so many hundreds of them in political T-shirts? Now, see,
haven't they always been in the past in political shirts?
But this is, I always objected to that. If you could support me, I want you come to my party and support me.
Well, I'm going to say this.
They had Brave Davis faces on those shirts. One of the trucks, some of the constituency offices had their candidate posters on their trucks. That's not like Labor to you. And no random folks who created the Labor Day on their vehicles.
You may have come to the conversation late. And that's why I had someone who actually called me during the break and said, boy, God, I wish to God I wasn't at work because this conversation hot. I simply said to you, everything in this country is made political. It doesn't matter. I respect what you're saying. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I respect what you're saying, but understand that in this country, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, everything is made political. When you die, whoever the prime minister is who stand up in the podium, the speech, listen to the speech. It's going to resonate while the PLP is in power. It's going to resonate PLP right now. If the FDM in power, the first thing the prime minister or the minister can get up and say, oh, the fire, talk about the fire. Huh? And so what I'm saying is that when the conversation is not to our personal benefit, forget about vision, what we're standing for, it's about what is in it for me. Then we have the issues where you say, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. I'll say this to you, caller, and before I have to let you go.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of respect the person. I respect your office, but not respect the person. If you are the prime minister, and I'm willing to give you $500, and you come, if I give him $500, based on him saying, you know what? My car radiator just burst. I need to fix my radiator. I'm not giving him $500 because he's the prime minister. I'm giving him $500 because I have $500 to give to help someone along the way to be the prime minister. So that if you come along, a single woman, a widow, a young person, say, man, I just burst my radiator. I need to get my car home. I could say to that same young person, guess what? I got $500 I can help you with. That's how I live. Most people always go after provisions. They're looking for things. They're looking for people to do things for them. I don't live like that. I live for me. Now, if Brave Davis got his picture on the T-shirt, and they got PLP written all over the T-shirt, guess who that benefits? That benefits Brave Davis. And that benefits the PLP. Exactly. When President Trump won the election, people say, oh, I hate Trump. I can't stand Trump. I say, I get it. But guess what? Trump is the president of the United States. He did whatever it took for him to be the president of the United States. Whether you like him or not, guess what? He is the president of the United States. So if you want your picture on a shirt, go be the prime minister then. If you want your party on a shirt, go win the government. Or go find the money to go print the shirt. Because guess what? These people, my people, they're looking at the provision. And I'm telling you the truth. When everyone saw them shirts, they said, you know what? Even if I never wear one, I got to get one of them.
I wore one.
And that's our people. That's our people. But I love your call. I love your call, man. I love what you're saying to me. Hold on, my brother. You're a good man. God bless you today, and I hope you had a wonderful vacation.
Solidarity forever.
Thank you, my brother. Blessings. I have a text here that says, I'm really at a loss for why this is a public concern. Join the parade. Don't join the parade. No interest, zero. This issue to me, only to me, appears to be solely of interest to the fighting members. Go to court. Last year, I asked, when this is talking about carnival now, they're talking about all kinds of things in here. What are y'all sending these texts to me for? Anyhow, let's move on. My issue with labor, and I listened to the caller just now, and I really appreciated that call a little bit. I got a call from my mother. You know, I just left Michigan last week. I had a great time on vacation, and it was hard to come back home. I ain't gonna lie to you, because, boy, I was eating good. But the first thing I ate when I came back yesterday, I had some barracuda. You know, I eat that barracuda. My stomach feels a little bit funny right now, but I can be all right. I think I can hold on. that was from yesterday and this morning. I had a little piece again this morning. But I'm home now, and she calls and she said, Garth, you know, the country can do better. Remember when they said it's better in the Bahamas? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, then why don't the politicians and everybody just simply make up their mind that we're going to simply just do better? And I said, well, you know what? It must be by design. It has to possibly be by design. And I'm just letting you into a conversation with my mother so you can understand how we conversate. And I said, you know, I'm looking at everything. And I saw a video on social media with some of our, like they say, brothers and sisters. Now, y'all didn't call me Haitian, so I guess it ain't no bad thing. Because I know where my people are from, all the way from Meghwana, Betsy Bay, and my Andrus and Acklands. And I got people from Forest Exuma. And then, of course, you know, the Rosebud name is from North Carolina. You know, my grandmother was Geechee. And I said, it must be by design. I said, if you go back to Christopher Columbus, when he landed here in the Bahamas, 1492, he met some Indians. And they put those Indians to work. They enslaved those Indians, those native people. And they began to die out. That's how the story was told to me. I may be an F student in St. Augustine's College, but I think I remember that well. And when they needed more labor, the story was told to me that there was a slave triangle and slaves were brought in and, you know, from the other side of the world, and they came to work. And I think it was said that three Indians equal one African slave in terms of their labor. I know that this world is ran by wealthy people. This world is ran by powerful people. I know that this Bahamas is ran by wealthy and powerful people. We may be the masses, but our political strength and fortitude is nowhere near the mass brute strength of the wealthy people in this country. When you have a construction company, I'm talking to you people who know what I'm talking about, and you put a Bahamian to work, now you can cuss me and say I say a Bahamian lazy, but I can fix your business today. You are the person that needs this building to be built. And I dare you to go on a construction site today. And I want you to watch the attitude of the Bahamian, and I want you to watch the attitude of the foreigner. Because you're making me to believe that these people who are wealthy and powerful do not understand work ethic and do not understand productivity. I am a Bahamian. And I can tell you, I was a lazy child. I just confess my sins right now. I was a lazy child. I don't want to wash no dishes. I don't want to throw no garbage. I don't want to vacuum no floor. I want to do nothing. And everybody's not like me. There are some Bahamians who are extremely hardworking, as I am now, today, a hardworking man, in so much that the other day I was weeding somebody's yard for them. They asked me to weed the yard. I didn't use a weed whacker. I grabbed a machete and I started weeding the yard. And the woman walked by, looked at my clothing and stopped and said, "You ain't no Haitian." I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "But you're a Bahamian." I said, I read like that. So I ain't saying all Bahamian. Let me make that clear. Ain't nobody could beat God's rules for a wicked. I ain't care what you tell me. I work round the clock. But I'm saying to you, when you have a job and you have a goal and you want to get that goal completed, you look at the person who migrated to this country, some of them illegally, and then you look at the Bahamian. And the Bahamian gal, you know, he won't look at Facebook, he won't look at WhatsApp. You understand? He got to tell you about PLP and F&M and COI. He got to tell you about Lakers and Sixers and Golden State Warriors. And he won't tell you about the Patriots and he won't tell you about the Buccaneers. And you got all kinds of things to talk about while the man paying him to get the work done. You look at the other people, man, they working. So the man stand and say, "You know what? Man, I'd rather me hire 5 of them instead of having 15 of y'all people on my job. Just look up a sore. I'd rather go get some of them and stop looking for these Indian people, because these Indian people, they can't work like these other people. And look at the Bahamas today and tell me I lie. Look at Abaco. Look at Harbor Island. Look at Nassau. Huh? Look at Exuma. Who them people them got working? You and me can't find no job. But they working. Who hired them? Who pays them? Huh? Labor? Let's talk about labor parade. Let's talk to the Prime Minister. Let me tell you what I would do for Labor Day. I would have gone into every school in this country and find me at least 100 young people who I want to give a job to that's about to graduate. And on Labor Day, I would stand at Fort Charlotte with letters in hand. Welcome to the Customs Department. Welcome to the Immigration Department. Welcome to the Bahamas Development Bank. Huh? Welcome to the Treasury. Welcome to the Police Force. Welcome to the Defense Force. That's what I would do if I was Prime Minister. I would be handing out these letters of job employment to let y'all know that employment is well in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But these things don't really happen because everything is political. Caller, you're on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, God, what's up, bro?
I write you, man, trying to chop it up, you know. I just come from vacation, got a little bit too much energy, but
man, my colleague and my I call him my big brother was on the radio a little earlier, Mr. Bradley Kemp.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to catch him, but unfortunately I was in a little meeting, right?
Yeah, he really comes about.
I
want to
piggyback
like
on something that he said. Uh-huh. If you give me a second, please, God. I was called on to do a video with Bradley on Wednesday at the headquarters. And, you know, knowing me, I have a lot of followers. I have thousands of followers, right? And Bradley said, and he specified that there are no motor vehicles, no RVs, no motorbikes, no four-wheelers. He said that I still have the video. I keep these in my political archives. He said it. But this is the first time, God, for the 20 years I've been supporting the Progressive Liberal Party, I have ever seen that much of people. Now, what I don't understand, the majority of those persons who support the PLP, most of them work the government jobs. All right? So from inception, whether when they have the Labor Day March, right? From inception the PLP been there. Come on, man, God. You know what happened to that last caller? You know, that's the president. If Michael Pintard can't draw even a 500 people, don't blame the PIP. Don't blame us. Blame the people who ain't on the F&M run. Blame them, bro.
When was he supposed to draw them 500? When would it be the event that you wanted to see 500?
Hey, listen, God. Let's be realistic.
I ain't listening.
Friday gone would have been the right time because the PLP did it before. When we were in the opposition. Friday would have been the right time if he had that so many support behind him, if he had so much of confidence that he could become the prime minister and has the people behind him to back him, they would have been on their Friday.
But he
said
he
and I ain't changing
he said,
that.
He said he ain't wearing no paraphernalia. He said this is the Labor Day.
Whether they wear paraphernalia, T-shirts, or what, the fact remains that gentleman didn't even draw 500 people.
Well, we got that recorded, folks. Thank you so much for your call, my brother. Love always. Next caller, please.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I listen to you all the time, and this is the first time I call it.
Well, thank you so much, my brother.
Can you mention this thing with the labor, the Haitian labor?
Yeah. Explain that to me, please.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to explain it. Explain it for me. Break it down for me.
Let me get you straight.
Yeah, straighten me up.
Haitians down?
Uh-huh.
Ain't no different from the baby. Those Haitians will railroad you, stress the job. They get paid more than Bahamian in some cases because the welcome you say is Mason and you got to give those guys about 130, 140 a day.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
Uh-huh.
Now, and then on top of that, they coming to you, phone ringing every minute. They talk.
They don't
then they can take an hour lunch, maybe more than that.
They do that?
Yeah, man, listen, I'm talking from I talk from experience. I dealt with them.
So I like your conversation. So let me ask you this then. Because, see, we got to figure this thing out. Why, then, are so many of them employed?
So much of them employed?
Why are so many of them employed? When you go to National Insurance now, someone called me the other day and said, God, my God, is more of them in there than us. Why are so many of them employed? Why are so many of them having national insurance cards and going to national insurance? How did that happen?
Well, maybe some of them been here a little while like that. Because if that one comes, you say he's a Mason, and you ain't watching him and see he go, they will railroad you, they go 3 o'clock, and trust me, they're not going to get paid. Now, you may have the little one who just come here, and he may wait, you know, he may push a little harder. But the one who say he in charge and who doing the Mason or so, you got to pay them. So they know, you know, cheap thing with no Haitian. So we got to get this in our head. You got to pay the Haitian just as you pay the Bahamian. And they wake at it. It's plain desire. They're supposed to be 8 o'clock. Sometimes they come 8:30.
My God.
I'm telling you, ain't no difference with some of them.
Well, hey, I like
that. They got this country fooled because we ain't know what's going on. But there ain't no cheap labor with them. And when it comes to doing gardening and stuff, the same thing. Use their Bahamian, cut your grass, or so-and-so. Man, I can leave you with this. I had a friend of mine.
Well, do it to me a favor. I got to take a quick break. But if you can, you know, hold the line.
Yeah.
Call me back after the break.
Yeah, all right.
All right. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
Foundation. Back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else, all to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Great news! Ronce Electric Motors New Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ronce Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ronce Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ronce new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Family life is full of joy and challenges. With a Fidelity personal loan, you can handle life's surprises while focusing on what matters most. From home renovations to unexpected expenses, our loans are fast, reliable solutions to any problem life throws your way. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. All right, folks, we're back. Listen, Howard Grant is out of studio today. You know, I kind of miss talking with the big guy because, you know, once he's in here, we know how to just simply just shuck and jive. But I'm here just trying to hold it down today. It is a post-long vacation weekend. There was a whole lot of excitement. There was an F&M fair. There was a West End program over in Montague. There was a Labor Day parade. There was a battle of the bands. Some of you had your own private picnics and parties. And it's just great to be a Bahamian, you know. In all of our differences politically, we still got to love each other. So we understand that when you throw your little blow, you know, you don't really mean it. You just want us to understand that you prefer us to be on your side than on the other side. And then there's some of us, we ain't got no side yet. We got to figure what side we can lean on. And then there's some of us who ain't going to choose no side. You can stay home on election day. Well, I'm right here, man. Like I said, I had some barracuda this morning for breakfast. I had some yesterday for lunch. Belly bubbling just a little bit. But it's a Bahamian thing. We just like bad punishment. You know what I mean? But if you want to call in today, I see my phone lines are lit up, 323-6232, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 300-5720. You can text at 422-4796. We got callers on the line. We got texts. My phone is filled with texts. I am going to try to read all those texts today and do my homework. But let's get these callers off the line. Caller, go ahead, please.
Hey, God, you're doing a wonderful job. Is that the barracuda at work?
Boy, listen, I can't wait for 2 o'clock. Yes, sir. Go ahead, yeah, man.
But, you know, you see, what the 4,000 persons who run this country don't want you to know is how wealthy the Bahamas really is.
Oh, and you're quite correct on that, sir.
And you know, once we grab that knowledge, we would stop polarizing ourselves with colors.
You're correct again.
All right? And this is where the problem lies. But you know, the added factor is we are facing an inability, and what is artificial?
My God.
Seriously. And this is becoming an escalating problem because this process is going to lead to the collapsing of what we once thought or probably never realized what could be Bahamian.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
I love it.
Yeah, but I go back in time. Let's look at Libya under Gaddafi, right? And there were no electricity bills. The power was free, all right? There were no bank loans because there was zero interest. You didn't have to pay no interest. I mean, if you wanted land, the land was there. Medical treatment, if the country could not afford it, they would pay for you to go abroad and pay for it.
Yes.
The government was taking care of its people. But you know what? The elite, this West that we can see that's bringing all this garbage up now to bring back this old colonial style, did not like the fact that these people were being treated so well, so they killed the man.
Yes.
All right? And it looks like anytime anybody stands up for the indigenous people of their country, you have this hand that comes from I don't know where that just come and put it on your neck and get rid of you. So I am sorry to be a prime minister because you would have to now face the music of the colonial masters if you try to do good for your people. So you can understand clearly why the PM really can't do probably what he wants to do.
You, my friend, understand global politics very well. Many a politician, you, I appreciate you. We got to sit and talk some more. You got to call me sometime. We got to just have a good talk. We ain't eat no barracuda, though. Me and
no,
you ain't eat no barracuda.
No, but God, I want to leave you with this, though. You got to appreciate this.
Go ahead.
I have heard it being knocking around on the airwaves that insanity is defined as doing the same thing and expecting
a different result,
right?
Uh-huh.
But how do you find stupidity? And this is the problem.
You can't call me stupid, though.
No, but I want to define it.
Okay.
It's someone who's destroying his enemy while he's also destroying himself.
I agree.
And we seem to have some people who are actually not, they don't realize that they are keeping the people down, but guess what? They come in down eventually too.
Praise God. Boy, I love this call. We got to get together.
Have
I like,
a good day,
I like smart people. Thanks a lot, my friend. Next caller, please. Next caller. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, AT, how are you?
Hey, what's up, my good friend? I had some barracuda for you, and I eat your piece, and boy, I wish I didn't eat that.
Well, man, it's okay. Once you put a little bit of lemon on it, you're good.
No, it ain't the lemon I need. I don't drink, but I think I need some gin or some rum or something. Go ahead, my brother. It's good to hear from you.
So, you're talking all of this about the immigrant worker and the lack of productivity, but if there's no accountability, why not? You have individuals who are supposed to be at wake at different ministries at 8:30. They're coming into wake at 10:45. They get into lunch at 12, coming back at 2, and getting a pick of the churn at 3. And when you say something that, well, you ain't know who I is, eh?
You know something?
So if there's no line, go ahead.
Mr. Smith, let me say something to you. After I left the ATL, you know, you and I, we used to run the ATL together, and I came home. I was fortunate enough to have an appointment as a senior consultant in the government. And that's the first time in my life I know you go to work and ain't got nothing to do.
There you go.
My friend, you sitting at the desk.
Domino card.
You sit behind the desk with your hands clasped, looking at the wall, saying, for God's sake, I pray somebody come to my door. I pray someone call me on the phone and give me something to do. I ain't got nothing to do. There's no instruction to do. Everybody flaming. I've been in a situation like that before. And so I had to find myself something to do because you know I like to work. And when you decide you want work, the people around you realize that, you know what? You must see Joseph A. You trying to make all us look bad. Then they got to get rid of you.
So that's called a trickle-up effect.
And you could call it whatever you want to call it. But we ain't even know how to work in people around us. Not in government.
We do. You spoke about presenting young people with job and career opportunities.
Okay.
But if individuals are not preparing the minds of the young people to work for what they need, why do they have to work if someone can give them what they want?
And I agree with you because that's what prosperity gospel is all about. And then if you really understand the Bible, work is a curse. And these people believe in blessings. And we have a whole generation who wants blessings, but we don't want no curse. We want something.
So,
but we don't invest in nothing.
So is it safe to say it's going to get worse before it gets better?
It could.
You will have the haves, the have-not, and the ain't going to get. Have a wonderful day, my brother.
Take care, ATL. Take care. Next call on the line, please.
This call is no longer being recorded.
Hello? I hear someone speaking British. Hello? I think we lost that call. Someone was recording the show or recording on the phone. Listen, folks, we got a number of texts here. I got to try to get through all these texts. My God. Let me see what I could do. Jesus, this one here is talking about everything. Why the caller could not say point blank Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton killed Gaddafi in Libya. I don't want to get too deep into that one. That one a little dangerous. Good day, Garth. Don't put that on the audience. This comes from watching the British rulers stand back and push orders. Garth, none of the Haitians working have the rights to work where they want. They should be working for the person that applied for their work permit. They're all breaking the law. Those jobs should be for Bahamians. This one's a lot. Good day, Brother Garth. This talk show should be great for the Bahamian people on all issues. The political persons are there primarily for an opportunity of success, not the people's business. Paramount, they look forward to their two-term benefits from our rich resources. Jesus, I was about to say. When will we change this? And that comes from Grand Bahama. Brother Garth, excellent talk show on the matter of Labor Day. The acknowledgement of issuing appointment letters to deserving school graduates would be volume in the Bahamas arena. Garth, you should be Minister of Internal Affairs for the country. Great insights. Well, that was encouraging. Boy, how many people do you think went on the parade? 5,000? 10,000? How many registered voters are there? 100,000? How many people were in PLP shirts versus national colors? How many people felt intimidated to present in PLP shirts? Sigh. This where we is. Beautiful shirts. Precisely what the ailing economy needs. Laugh out loud. Secret. A party with free chicken and beer. Laugh out loud. Fairs do not win elections. Enthusiasm can spur your supporters to get to the polls. And that enthusiasm has to be sustained. So if for the next year the PLP intends to have fair after fair with free chicken and beer, well, it helps with the enthusiasm, but it will not win the election. But I can't finish that one. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back. Right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Calling all beer lovers. Get ready for Pointside Pint. Join us on Saturday, June the 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Nassau Cruiseport to sample beers from all around the world with live music and amazing Bahamian food. $10 general admission includes a free Pointside Pints beer mug, or take it up a notch and check out our exclusive VIP lounge. That's the Pointside Pints Beer Festival, June 21st at Nassau Cruiseport. Don't miss it. Visit Facebook or Instagram for details.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King NASA like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK. It's new, fresh, and only at Burger King NASA.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, folks, we're back. We're trying to move quickly. You know, the Barracuda is moving, and so is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're right here, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day. Howard Grant is out of studio today. Happy birthday to his 3-year-old daughter. We cannot say enough how much we appreciate him and his family, the sacrifice that they make, and the conversations that he has to help build this nation from this very microphone. The texts are continuing to come in. I see the phone call is there. Let me take that phone call quickly, and then I'm going to try to read through all of your texts. I see it there. It's a long list. I'm trying to read through some of them. Some of them came in from an earlier show, but I'm going to do my best to decipher and move through quickly. Call on the line. Go ahead quickly, please. Give us a minute.
A pleasant good afternoon. How you doing,
God? Hey, Dr. Thompson. How are you, sir?
I don't know, doctor, but, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. Everything
well, you're a doctor of the community. You're a man who believes in the people.
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely.
Yes, I only said that on behalf of your father who passed, who is my good friend. I saw a photo of them online, him and your mother, and, you know, they were very dear to my heart, and so I just wanted to let you know that I continue to pray for the family. See, your sister had some misfortune. She put it online, and I'm praying for her as well, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, God. Thank you, sir.
Go
appreciate
ahead.
It. Happy birthday to Howard's daughter as well. Hope your daughter is having a wonderful time. And if I know Howard like I know him, I'm certain that he's doing what is necessary as a great father and husband to ensure that his daughter's birthday is a remarkable one. And so God's continued blessings in that regard. Howard, Mrs. Grant, and to your family.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon to the nation. A couple of quick comments, God.
Yeah, make it quick for me if you could with Damon, brother, because I got to get out of here.
No problem. The Prime Minister, prior to Labor Day, made some statements, right? Mm-hmm. However, and I saw the statements on Eyewitness News, on Our News, Cable 12, and I also saw the same statement on ZNS, but it was a revised version of the statement. The other two stations carried everything that was said. ZNS did a revise of the statement. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to the statement on the parade itself, because I didn't attend the parade. I listened to the statement from Prime Minister Davis on the parade, mm-hmm. which I thought was in good taste, right? That was the first time that the Prime Minister clearly stated that without any ambiguity or beyond any shadow of doubt that the PLP was not using the Labor Day March mm-hmm. to launch a political campaign. He stated that emphatically.
Okay.
Right? And so as someone who is an independent thinker, someone who is also a great supporter of the progressive cause, right? Someone who is not an opportunist like most people, someone who is given blood, sweat, and tears, unlike most people, right? Although it is common in the PLP to help people of that ilk. The Prime Minister did a good service to himself as the leader of the party who sets the standard, and also as Prime Minister to ensure that it is clear coming from the top that the PLP is on the parade to support laborers of the country, right?
Okay, now
that was, pardon me?
No, I know we got to end the show quickly. I got a whole lot of text
here. I
want to say this in response to what you just said.
So go ahead.
I'm looking at the front page of the Nassau Guardian. And very clearly I can see the word brave on the front. Okay?
Right.
We know Sir Randall was one who was instrumental in this whole Labor Day situation.
Right.
Do you see Sir Randall's name anywhere on that shirt?
I didn't see I just tuned in, but I didn't catch the opening of what you said as it relates to the headlines.
Here's what I'm saying.
However, let me add this, guys, so it doesn't get lost in my message. However, you remember I started to say, however, we did have some hiccups, right? There were some aspects of our presentation that was in poor taste.
Okay.
And I would hope that the leader is more proactive along with the chairman and the powers to be, to ensure that we do not make those mistakes ever again.
Okay.
That we appreciate and respect the history of Labor Day, and that we seek to hold it sacred as we always have done, right? And so that would be my only advice.
But I appreciate
coming from a,
I appreciate your comments today, man. I really got to run today,
and
you know.
I'll stay on that end.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Yeah, man. Respect always. I just want to sort of taper off what I was saying just a while ago. Based on another caller who called in, we can clearly see Braves on the front of that shirt. Even though Howard called in, to talk about the whole idea of political campaign launch and election season. Looking at this shirt, I'm telling you, it makes a very clear statement that Brave is the man and the PLP is the party. And if that's not campaigning, you tell me what is. I think we are at the intellectual level in 2025 where behemoths can understand and appreciate. You don't have to say what you mean to me. You just got to show me sometime. And I could see with my eye that guess what? Y'all ain't coming easy. Y'all coming hard. And so to all the other political parties, I will tell you this. If the PLP is saying they have not yet started their campaign season, let me tell you all something for free. I'll give you this one for free. They have started a long time ago, and they're repairing their mistakes, and they're going to come hard. You better get your act together. I've been encouraging you to get your acts together. Up till now, I'm not satisfied together. And so in the eyes of the community of behemoths, I've heard from some people said they just ain't voting. They ain't participating. And most people, I'm not saying everyone I spoke to, most people I've engaged have said to me, it looks like this government may get a second term. And the only thing that could change that is something happens within the PLP to cause a mass fallout, or if something comes up from the royal opposition or the third party that simply gives the confidence that they are prepared to govern this country. I've been saying this now for the last 4 years. This is nothing new to you. We are in election mode, folks. Bring us your candidates. Bring us your provisions. Share with us your vision so that we could get this out of the way. Because as long as we're talking about election to come, this country could never get fixed. We don't fix our country during elections. We do not fix our countries during elections. When elections take place, the country is on pause until we decide who the next governor is going to be. We need to get this business out the way so we can grow our country. Forward, upward, over, together, this text says. Are we really together and moving forward or backwards? Mr. Garth, you're so right. The average behemoth, not all, most don't have any interest in working, but wants to know how much and when is payday. Listen, ain't nobody beating up on y'all. Y'all know these things to be true. Stop lying to yourself. Stop telling lies. You go to church every Saturday, every Sunday. The Bible says in the commandments, thou shalt not bear false witness. Stop telling lies. I don't know why Christian people like to lie so much. You like to lie. Stop telling lies. You know plenty of our people around us lazy. You know you lazy. Some of y'all don't want to work. If we're going to fix this country, we got to be prepared to work. Immigrants will come as long as there is opportunity. There cannot be an opportunity if you and I are taking that opportunity and going to work. They can't come. I cut my own yard, me. I paint my own house, me. I fix my own plumbing, me. I got my own boat, I go fishing, me. I plant my bananas, I plant my corn, I plant my peas, I plant my broccoli, me. You can do these things, Bahamians. We can fix this country ourselves. We cannot continue to wait on the government to fix our country. Whether it's PLP, FNM, COI, you hate my guts. You hate my guts. Why? Because I keep telling you, you ain't got to depend on nobody but yourself. You want this opportunity. You want this provision. You want to do everything for you. But you don't want to set the foundation for yourself. Bahamas, it was good being here today. Thanks to Howard Grant, Guardian Radio Management and staff. And tomorrow, we look forward to hearing from Ambassador. And stay tuned, folks. Z-Line is next. It was good being here. Have a good one.
The Foundation. The Foundation.